Salespeople have always relied or been coached and taught and trained to convince. What's different about empathy versus convincing?
You know, convincing is usually you're trying to convince somebody of your perspective, your point of view. You're explaining your perspective, why you think they should do simply. There's a phrase that we use all the time. If you're explaining, you're losing, because people don't like to have stuff explained to them. Now, empathy, on the other hand, is you showing that you understand where they're coming from. Not just that you see it, but you got to show it. And there is the loop just isn't closed for them if you don't lay out their perspective. It just isn't. And then if that loop isn't closed, then they're constantly distracted. They can't pay attention to what you're saying. You know, the Covey advice from way back, seek first to understand, then be understood. It's seek first to demonstrate understanding, to make the other person feel understood, so then you can get through to them.
And you say in the film, empathy gives you unlimited ability to influence people.
This whole understanding thing is what everybody wants. I mean, those of you that are listening to this, if you like common ground, or if you've tried to use common ground, said, hey, I've been there, I've been through that experience. What are you looking for from common ground, either to express to them or hoping that they get? You're trying to get understanding. Like common ground, where you're from, like if we grew up in the same neighborhood, if we grew up in the same economic environment, you want somebody to have common ground with you so they know where you're coming from, so they understand. Which means if that's a requirement for understanding, if you don't have common ground, you're screwed. You got nowhere to go. If you pull out the geography or the ethnicity or the commonality of experience and you just show that you understand, if you no longer need common ground to cross that bridge, now it's unlimited. Now, you know, anybody on this call can have empathy with a woman in Iran or a woman in China or anywhere. Pick it. Like, as long as you can show that you understand where they're coming from, like literally, you can use empathy with Vladimir Putin if you just demonstrate and articulate where you think they're coming from. Hey, Vlad, you want to buy a house in LA? What do you think? We got, you know, it's a nice market here. It's a good time. you know, you can demonstrate empathy with anybody. It doesn't matter. And then it becomes unlimited.
It is astonishing how quickly problems go away when you use empathy.
Yeah, three things happen. Three neurochemicals get released when somebody feels understood. They get oxytocin, which is the bonding drug. They bond to you, number one. Number two, oxytocin, according to Andrew Huberman on his podcast, Huberman Labs, which is as solid a source as you're going to find out there. Oxytocin makes people tell the truth. They're more inclined to tell the truth. And then number three, when people feel understood, they get a hit of serotonin, which is a feeling of satisfaction, which means they're less demanding. They want less. So when somebody feels understood, they bond to you, they tell you the truth, and are less demanding.
Remember, you don't get in life what's fair. You get what you negotiate. If you want to become a better negotiator, click the link in the description below.
You know, when you brought this up, when we did a call 3 months ago, this was such a mind bender. You know, all the convincing that you're doing in the world is to create bonding, telling the truth, a feeling of satisfaction. And this is what actually happens when you make people feel understood. I hope everyone really, really takes that in.
Like this is the magic fairy dust.
Right.
I mean, you want Peter Pan to come by and sprinkle fairy dust on people so that they fly, or Tinkerbell, shake Tinkerbell real hard on them, and all this fairy dust sprinkles all over them. Making somebody feel understood is the fairy dust. You know, that improves design. What does that mean? You know, you try something, try tactical empathy. You look at the feedback you get, and then you try again, having learned, you know, try, get results, learn, repeat. Like, try it again, get results, learn, repeat. But constantly looking at your actual results and, you know, not being seduced by the results that felt good in the moment, which is a real problem with Common Ground. Like, how many times did Common Ground actually move things forward? Like, it felt great. And the feeling of sharing common ground, people love, oh, you're from Iowa? You grew up in a small town in Iowa? Wow, that's cool. You know, you went to a high school that you lived across the street from? Wow, that's cool. I grew up in a small town too. Like, okay, so, you know, if that felt great, but then the data of where that goes to making deals is really low. So people are not paying attention to their feedback. You know, try an accusations audit. Try is now a bad time to talk. Try, you look like you're really thinking about something. You know, labels. Try, looks like something just crossed your mind. Try it and see what kind of reaction you get. And that the hard part about empathy is when you display empathy, it feels good for them. And most of us are addicted to what feels good to us. And that's why we get so distracted by the lack of effectiveness of common ground versus empathy. Because empathy is about giving somebody else this awesome hit of a neurochemical that'll help us make a deal. So they get the high and we get the deal. And we get it backwards because we want the high. And then we never remember that we didn't get the deal because the high was such a distraction.
Subscribe to the Black Swan Group's negotiation newsletter, which is free. Doesn't cost you anything. I had a colleague with the FBI that used to like to say, if it's free, I'll take three. Here's how you subscribe to The Edge if you're in the United States. Send the text to, the number is 33777. That's 33777. The text message that you send is Black Swan Method. Black Swan Method 233777 comes to your email inbox on Tuesday mornings when you're ready to rock and roll and get after the week.
Seems like one of your philosophies in life is to take initiative and at the same time be able to take instruction. And you use that, you know, several times or throughout your career to keep moving forward.
Good observation. And that's exactly it. Take initiative, take instruction, and learn. I mean, I comfortable inaction drives me nuts. I mean, I hate comfortable inaction. Every now and then you got to sit back in communications. You got to go dead silent. You got to use dynamic silence occasionally. But sitting back and letting comfortable inaction, it's such a problem for humanity that it's a Kennedy quote. You know, the risks and costs of comfortable inaction outweigh the costs of making a mistake now, if you will. And there's no such thing as a mistake. There's just feedback on the dynamic. And if you're willing to get out of your head, your amygdala, and get into your gut instinct and actually read what's going on, then you want to take action and take action and learn and take instruction from, you know, take advice from people you would trade places with who have been where you want to go or have some idea and then test it out, find out what's going on. So, yeah, take action, take initiative, take instruction.